Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you with our special guest, Dr. Lauren Cielo, former engineer at a Fortune 500 company, now a professional clairvoyant, healer, and teacher. Dr. Cielo uses cutting-edge tools and techniques that allow reading energy and possessing the ability to shift or change situations to benefit clients and their loved ones as well. Dr. Lauren Cielo back on Coast to Coast. Lauren, welcome back.
Hey, George, it's great to be here. I hope you and your family had great holidays.
So far, and many more coming. What a fast year, though, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Everything's accelerating.
Had a great time with you at Boulder at our Beyond Belief taping, by the way. That was fun.
Oh, that was great, George. I really enjoyed it. I love Boulder. It's great energy.
Great town. How did you, as a former engineer, get interested in being a clairvoyant and a mystical teacher?
Well, me, like probably a lot of your listeners, we have a Monday through Friday job, but then on our days off, we're pursuing spiritual, mystical topics, and that was me, of course. And I just kind of stumbled on to this Psychic Institute here in San Diego where I live, and I just took the class on a whim, and it was a six-month program. That was the first, beginning program, and the way things turned out, I started reading professionally about 2 months into that. Of course, getting laid off as an engineer helped propel me towards that.
Sure.
But that's how I started, just on a whim, and I turned out. And it seemed that I was really good at it. And what I mean by that, George, is that the response I got from the person I was reading, it seemed that they were getting so much out of it that, I mean, you can't turn that down, right, to brighten people's days and give them insight into what's going on in their lives. I mean, much better than engineering.
As a child, did you have these abilities as well, or did you manifest them at that age?
That's funny you should ask that, because, like, during my psychic classes, you know, on the break, around the water cooler, everyone would be talking about all these experiences they had as children. You know, their dead grandfather came to them before the family knew he had passed away, you know, things like this. I had nothing like that. Now, looking back, I was an astral projector. That's what I did as a child. But I totally forgot all that. Right, I was just really interested in how the universe worked. And when I stumbled onto this teaching, it really explained that for me in a logical way. And once I understood how the universe worked, then I was interested in changing the universe.
Now, are you clairvoyant? You would say that, right?
Yes, but everyone is. everyone's clairvoyant. The Homo sapien itself is clairvoyant. So I just was taught with great teachers to go step by step by step and have really tools to read anything that you want, whether they're past lives or reading the dead. There's a step-by-step process to be able to do it. So that fit right in with my logical engineering brain.
Lauren, there was a fellow by the name of Robert Monroe who was once, I think, one of the greatest astral projectors out there. He wrote a book called Journeys Out of the Body, which I picked up when I was a kid. I was mesmerized by it. I've had one out-of-body experience happen when I was about 11 years old. I really haven't been able to duplicate it yet. I think I'm, you know, pretty psychically involved and things like that. But in terms of astral projection, it's happened one time. You've studied astral projection as well.
Yes, you know, what I learned from my formal clairvoyant training was what I was really doing as a child. And I'll say this, it's easier for children to astral project. Just like, you know, Edgar Cayce told us that our soul doesn't fully come into our body until our mid-20s. So when we're still real pliable as children, it's much easier to astral project and have control over it. And that's what I noticed, that the older I got, the less control I had over the journeys that I was taking. I couldn't quite control what was happening. Before, I could script the whole thing. I could even run it backward and start it in another way. But as I got older, things got denser and denser.
Is it true that when we are alive and we're in our astral body and our physical body, there's a umbilical cord type cord that connects the astral body and the physical body? At death, that cord is severed. Is that true?
That's absolutely true. And that silver cord is one of the, well, our physical bodies, our astral bodies, and that cord that connect us. As we get older, the bodies get denser, the cord gets clogged up, so it's harder to go back and forth. And if you every night, of course, when we fall asleep, that's what happens. But a lot of times we forget our quote-unquote dreams because they're getting clogged up in the cord.
Now, explain that.
Okay. Well, a lot of the energy work that a clairvoyant or an astral projector would do on themselves is this constant clearing of energy and information that plugs us up, whether it's our chakras, our aura, the silver cord, the astral body. So that's why we meditate so much and do the energy work to clear it out and clear it out.
Interesting take, Lauren. I mean, is the astral plane heaven and hell?
Yeah, I think that's where heaven and hell might have come from, because
I do too.
Yeah, because to us, at the vibration that we're running, the lower levels seem nightmarish. You're running and you can't scream. You know, you're fighting and you can't punch. And then, of course, the highest realms, that's where the archangels and the supreme being reside. And if we do go up there, you won't remember, because the Homo sapien brain doesn't really read that code that's on the highest plane. So if you're trying to do dream work and you're not remembering anything, it could be that you're going too high.
Is there a difference between being clairvoyant and psychic?
I think there are a lot of different ways that people are psychic, and they have to do with which chakra you're using. So, of course, the clairvoyant chakra is the third eye. The throat chakra is your clairaudience. And your crown chakra, it's a real funny word, it's claircognizance. And those are the three that I read with. The lower chakras are actually closed down, so they're not really interacting during a reading.
Who closes them down? Do you do that or some higher power?
I do. And everybody can. It's like telling your lungs to take a breath. You know, it just naturally does it, yeah.
Interesting take.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold, and the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Hey girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lauren's website, of course, is called GoldenRosePsychic.com, linked up for you at coasttocoastam.com. Do you need to get into a trance or anything like that in order to become clairvoyant or psychic at that time?
Well, George, I do think it's an altered state. For one thing, when I'm reading, I'm completely neutral. You know, if you tell me you've killed somebody, okay, well, let's contact them and let's look at the contract and look at the karma on why you did that. I don't feel anything. But I don't like the word trance. I don't even like the word meditation. They sound too disciplined to me.
when you're working with clients, I mean, have they admitted that they killed somebody? Has that ever happened to you?
Oh my gosh, I've heard everything, George.
Really?
I'm like a bartender or a hairdresser. Are you kidding?
Oh my God. Well, I mean, do you freak out?
No. I mean, I might if I wasn't, you know, had my chakras set in a certain way. Yeah, just like, you know, Lauren Cielo on the earth plane would, of course, react to that. But when I'm reading, it's like my body's not really, you know, interacting with it. I'm up in the spiritual chakras, not so much. Because really, when you think about it, the reason that the idea of killing another human lights us up so much is because those lower three chakras, the first, second, and third, that's our animal part. So you say the word cancer, and your first chakra goes crazy. But when I read, that's all closed down. So I can just sit up and be completely neutral, almost a neutral witness to the person I'm reading.
Now, when you do these readings, what are you looking for from the individual who you're doing the reading of?
You know, I don't think people ask that enough. Like, what does a clairvoyant really see?
Yeah, what are you looking at?
Yeah, yeah. So there's really only two things that a clairvoyant could ever see. And one is color, but it's not really a color. It's a vibration or a frequency of energy. And those frequencies have names, like happy, sad, fatigue. But because the sixth chakra plugs into the pineal gland, the pineal gland has photoreceptors on it. So that's why the Homo sapien can see color. So that's one thing that you'll see. And then the other is information. So it's energy and information. And the information looks like little teeny images or pictures. So that's the only thing I see. But I actually read in both worlds. So let's say somebody wants to know, am I going to meet Mr. Right? That's a common question that you would ask a psychic, right? Well, the first thing I would do is I would look over to the astral and see, is their higher self writing a contract for something like that? And if there is a contract, then I switch my awareness back to the earth plane, and I'm looking in their energy field, their body chakras and aura, for any resistance to living through that contract. So I go back and forth between the two worlds during a reading.
And do you ever find that you're stuck, like almost like in limbo, and you can't pick up a reading or something?
No, pretty much with the tools I was taught, I can move my energy to get out of the way. And that's usually what happens. The psychic's own energy gets in the way. So I have tools to kind of clean myself up, straighten myself up, so I can get back to being that neutral witness.
It's a marvelous ability to be able to do this. And when we take calls next hour, Lauren, do you want to do readings for people or just questions? What's your preference?
I'll do a mix. I don't mind at all, George.
Okay, so what I'll do is we'll make a deal with the audience that they, one, need to ask you some kind of paranormal question, and two, then they'll get a quick reading from you, a couple
Perfect.
Of minutes. Okay, we'll do that, and I'll remind everybody as we get close to next hour.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold, and the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have also, in your career, looked at aliens and alien visitations. Tell me what that is with these psychic abilities. Where's the tie-in?
Yeah, what I would say about, you know, and really, let's back all the way up and talk about alien energy.
Okay.
So you run on your unique life force energy, as I do and everyone that's listening. And if you have somebody else's energy in your field, that's alien, and that's non-beneficial. In this teaching, you want to run your own energy. As a matter of fact, if I'm reading somebody, looking at their energy field, and I see black, that is someone else's energy, so we always remove that. But what you're talking about is like extraterrestrials. And really what this teaching would say is most of the extraterrestrials, maybe 99% of them, are really beings without bodies. So like an archangel or an ascended master. So this teaching doesn't really talk about extraterrestrials that come here in metal ships. It's more that you might be astral projecting, back to that topic, when you are visited, when you have a visitation. So and another thing about this teaching is that what is alien to the Earth plane are the beings without bodies, the angels, the ascended masters. This whole universe, as far as a telescope could see, as far as a spaceship could go, that's all the Earth plane. That all belongs here.
So you're convinced that, one, there are extraterrestrials, two, we're being visited, and three, there's some kind of psychic connection with them.
I think so. I think when you're being visited, I think you're in an altered state. That's what I think. I don't think that you and I would be walking down the street and see an alien. I don't think that. I think you and I would have to be in an altered state to be able to perceive it.
Do we manifest certain things? Do we create them ourselves?
Oh, my goodness. This teaching has such an interesting idea about creation. So when we're talking about the Earth plane again, and I always say this, that the creatures that live on other planets, they probably call this plane, whatever the name of their planet is, plane. Like we call it the Earth plane, they probably call it whatever their planet, whatever they call their planet. But this reality is really a virtual reality. The astral plane is the real world. That's where we really come from. That's where we live forever. So this virtual reality is just like a video game, right? You and I are the avatars in the video game, and it's our higher selves that are playing with the controls.
Let's hope nobody wipes us out at this point.
Huh? Exactly. So to create in this reality, all you have to do is create an image. I know that, and that's what those little pictures are that I'd said that we'd see in other people's energy fields, energy and information. So if you can create a bit of information, an image, and get it out into the stream, that creates this virtual reality, then you'll manifest it. So it's a little bit different than the law of attraction, which talks about positive and negative energy and matching the vibration of your creations. This teaching says more that you create now, in present time. You don't have to shift your frequency. You just have to stay in this moment, and that's when creation happens. So one of the ways I teach my students to create is they create an image of themselves already having whatever it is that they want. Like, for example, you want a red sports car. So what you do is you create an image of you in that sports car, and only you, though. Because if you put somebody in the passenger seat, then they have a say if that image makes it into the stream.
Interesting.
That creates the virtual reality. So that's what my students do. They create an image of themselves already having it and an attempt to get it out into the stream.
Interesting. And it could be just about anything. It could be just a nice car, right?
Yeah, it could be a nice car or a relationship or money or whatever, anything.
What if greed steps in? What happens?
Well, when you create these images and you're here on Earth and you're attempting to get them out into the stream that's creating the virtual reality, it's your higher self that says yes or no. So what happens as soon as you create me in a red convertible sports car and I push it out into the stream, what I'm trying to do is motivate my higher self to write a contract for me to have that red car. And so if higher self decides it wants to be greedy, then you'll create greed. If it finds benefit in being greedy, it will be. And it, of course, every lifetime, higher self has different intentions. Sometimes you might be greedy, other times you might be, you know, frugal or poor. You know, maybe you'll be a nun and not have any possessions whatsoever. So higher self doesn't really know good from bad.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.